Oh, I'll bet you are very happy. This is, I'm recording, by the way, of course. This is your fourth rave in the Times.
Fifth
rave, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, we are old.
Well, that's really fabulous. That's an amazing track record. How do you keep it perfect? How do you keep it fresh? How do you keep it so that the Times thinks you're the best?
Well, first of all, you have to have a good team around you, and therefore you have to create loyalty. And we have in key positions at the restaurant some managers and sous chefs and chefs who are working at Le Bernardin for 18 years. Our associate works here for 26 years. So when you have people dedicated to perfection and when you are motivated, like I am, and I think in New York it's hard not to be motivated because we are always inspired by what's going on everywhere else in the city. It's a very dynamic city. Then you live your passion, and the rewards potentially come in, and the result is the New York Times Review today, 4-star.
Yes, indeed. That's really wonderful. Are you, I know that you must have to do research or in effect keep coming up with new and exciting dishes, though. That must be difficult, even if it is in your blood.
Well, I work in collaboration with my close sous chefs, and we are a group of 6 or 7, and we meet every day. And we discuss ideas. Also, I have a small team inside Le Bernardin dedicated to research. So they research new ingredients and study new technologies and so on. Myself, I travel. I go eat in many different places, try the food from different cultures and so on. So we have some new products here all the time. In between all of that, creativity, it's fun and it's a pleasure. Of course, you have a little bit of pressure to come up with new ideas, but we really, really enjoy it. And that shows, I think, ultimately in the plate and on the menu.
When the Times comes, I trust they come anonymously so that and all reviewers. So when did you finally realize that the Times was out there in the dining room reviewing?
At one point, our maître d' thought it could be the reviewer of the time. It was dessert time. And I was like, oh my God, it's too late anyway. But so maybe we recognize him, maybe we didn't. I have no idea. The maître d' thought he did. But you know, when you get someone like that, a food critic coming to your restaurant, even if you recognize the person, if your products in the house are not fresh, if your sauce don't taste good, if the preparations are not right, if you don't know what you're doing, it doesn't make any difference, really.
And at that point, it's too late anyway.
It's too late. Exactly.
It must be. Do you feel the pressure, though, to be obviously on top of your game every single day? It's not the Times, it's the dining public.
You know, you learn how to deal with the pressure because every day you are judged by the last dish you serve to the client. So we are always under scrutiny from the bloggers and from the press and from the guides, newspapers and so on. And then also our clients are very demanding in a sense, and they should be. So therefore, it's part of our life and we deal with that. And we don't feel the stress as much as you would maybe believe.
So what's on the menu today?
Today we have a lot of fish that is coming. Actually, right now we are receiving a lot of deliveries. I just saw some wild salmon passing by, coming from Alaska, and it was gorgeous. So for lunch, I'm gonna have wild salmon myself.
Well, we'll have what you're having.
Oh, good.
Congratulations. This sounds like it's. How often? I'm not sure how often you get 5 New York Times raves. I mean, some of the old classic restaurants that are no longer with us did, but there are very few left in that category now in New York City.
Yes, it's true. I mean, we are 26 years old, and however, we have a young team, and I think we have been quick at reinventing ourselves all the time, and it paid off, and therefore we are relevant, and I think the fact that we also revamped the dining room and made it more contemporary and convivial helped a lot. But it's true that all the restaurants that existed 25 years ago disappeared. I mean, they're no longer with us, and it's because I believe that maybe were too static and they didn't change their service, they didn't change and evolve with the food, and the decor became outdated, and suddenly they were out of the game.
And you've managed to avoid that. Well, congratulations. I was at your lovely restaurant, let me see, 11 years ago from my 10th wedding anniversary. So I think it's now time to tell my husband we must return.
It's a great idea. I highly recommend it.
Well, thank you very much. And my anchor, Deborah Rodriguez, was so sorry she couldn't talk to you live on the air because of the time schedule, but it's been a lovely conversation. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate very much.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.